The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Good morning, millennials. Welcome back to The Morning Toast. Happy Tuesday. That really feels like a Monday because it's the first episode of The Morning Toast this week. And we have got my favorite co-host, the only co-host who truly matters. She's not like other co-hosts. It's Jackie O, also known as Haroldson's mom. Hi, Haroldson's mom.
Me?
Yeah.
Hi, I'm so excited to be back in studio with you doing our thing. And we are twins today from top to bottom.
No, we are twins from way back. Like, these outfits are simpatico, erotico, hypnotico.
100%. We're both wearing leggings, sweatshirts, and Air Force Ones, but we're also wearing like sweatshirts we've never worn before.
Yeah, I got this sweatshirt on tour. Someone gave it to me, and a lot of people think it's new merch, and I just have to say it's not. I'm really sorry. And these girls came from Cleveland to, Chicago. Kansas. No, it was in Chicago. And it says, today is a Cleveland day, and they got you one too, and I brought it for you.
Oh my gosh.
I have actually a whole bag full of things for you, okay?
Oh my God, what's that bag?
Don't ask. First up, today is a Cleveland day, crew neck from your toasters in Cleveland.
We could have really been twinning, but then people would have 100%
thought it was merch.
Thought it was new merch.
Then
I'm obsessed.
I have a matching onesie for Haroldson.
I'm obsessed.
There you go.
Ooh. Oh my God, he's going to love that.
I also have another onesie for Haroldson that says, Pijam. Pijam alert. Pijam.
Who? Him?
Yeah.
Yes.
Wait, there's more. Oh, this one is my favorite. It says, my auntie is not like other girls.
Oh my God.
The toasters really showed up and showed out for you.
They really did. We should put this person in charge of our merch.
No, it's a bunch of different people. Like, it's not just one.
Oh, okay, because I was like.
And this is probably the best one. Bryce's bro. I thought it said Bryce's bra. But it's so cute.
I'm sorry. It says Bryce's bra.
It says Bryce's bra.
But he could be Bryce's bra.
And then we got a blue one that says, Aunt Claudia, I'm flat, bro.
Oh my God, you don't understand. Like,
I feel like you really need these items.
I didn't
items.
Realize babies actually wear these every day right. Under all of their cute outfits. And I do need these. And he's going to be wearing these every day. And they're going to spark so much joy for me. Thank you so much.
There's one more item that is a personal favorite of mine. I have to shout out these toasters from Kansas City who went to TJ Maxx. And they bought you your first piece of Ray Dunn Home. And it is a mug that says, number one mom.
You guys, I'm obsessed.
I know.
First of all.
I got one too. They got me one that says Sunday Funday.
This is a nice size mug.
Huge.
You love to see a big mug. And we pride ourselves at The Toast. We do a big mug.
We sell good mugs.
Yeah, we sell good mugs. I see the allure. And also, like, who doesn't want something that says number one mom?
100%.
You work so hard to be a mom. 100%. And, like, to just be number one, it's a beautiful thing.
So much better than number two.
So much better.
So those are all the gifts I transported across country for you.
Thank you so much. They are all well worth it. They will all be getting used. This mug will be a while because I'm not drinking coffee
right.
yet because, like, who needs to be jittery when you're up all the fucking time?
So true.
Thank you guys so much. I absolutely love and adore.
Yeah, so cute, right?
There's nothing better than giving a gift to someone and, like, them loving it.
And using it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's
I agree.
It's, like, not like that puzzle that I got you.
Yeah, no, but actually it was Ben's 30th birthday and I got him a PS5. And, like, I'm very much looking forward to him using it all the time.
That's a great gift.
Very difficult to track down. StockX, I overpaid majorly.
Oh, for sure. What's this little book stand you have going on? So many changes
So
here.
Many changes at the studio. So, you know, I used to have this book just sitting here and, like, propped up. And do you know how many times I've knocked it over? Like, it's so annoying. So we ordered this gorgeous acrylic book stand. And now it has the book standing up.
You're really just, like, getting everything in order.
Moving on up here. Yeah, no. Ever since you've been gone, you know me. I love to clean. I love to organize. Yeah,
the studio does look really good. Like, the kitchenette
Yep.
The counter where we keep snacks is clean.
Jackie calls me the sweeper because, like, every now and then I'll get in these moods where I just, like, need to sweep up the place. And I've been sweeping nonstop ever since you've been gone.
No, it looks really good. You can tell. And I feel like you're having, like, the sweeper in you is coming out since I'm not here to, like,
shame you. Shame me for my sweeping.
She goes into sweeping mode and, like, everything all of a sudden is in the garbage. Even if you were literally eating it at that current moment.
Yeah, 100%.
But it's good.
Yeah. It looks great in here.
It looks great in here.
How's Haroldson? Asking about his auntie, obviously.
He's so good. He's so busy. He's always asking about his auntie. Hopefully you'll come by
soon. Yeah, I would love to.
Yeah, he misses you a lot. He really does love your energy, which is a surprise, you know, because it could go either way.
No, actually.
Your energy could be polarizing.
It can, but it can only be polarizing to people who are, like, fully conscious. And I think that, like, my really, like, annoying voice, I love to sing. I actually think I'm the perfect personality for a child.
Yeah.
So that doesn't shock me at all, actually.
Yeah, no, but I also feel like some children could get, like, unchky and cry and, like, let you know they're not here for it. But he really is here for, like, all of your songs.
The rumps in the treetops all day long, hopping and a popping and a singing that song. Oh, the little birdies on Harry Street love to hear the Harry go and tweet, tweet, tweet. Little Harry, hey, diddly day, little Harry, hey. Diddly day. Oh, little Harry, cause you're really gonna rock tonight. Little Harry, little Harry.
That's the one.
That's the song.
That's the number one most requested.
It's just crazy how, like, you know, I really have a song for every child.
Yeah.
Like, Kaylor's was, it was like kind of like a Bohemian Rhapsody moment. Miscarella, 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 for Misc, for Misc, for Misc.
Kind of a Bohemian Rhapsody.
Similar.
Moment.
Similar. Heavily inspired.
Definitely. Well, you're
doing well.
The singing auntie, he's doing well.
How are you? How are the breasts? How's everything?
Everything is good. You know, everything is chugging swell. Along. Yeah, swell, swole. Everything is quite swole.
Good, good, good. We've got an amazing show for you guys today.
We do. We have so much to talk about. I guess I was the last person on the show.
Yes.
So that's a good feeling to not feel like I have to talk about stories that
you
already covered.
On.
So I'm excited to talk about all the news from the long weekend that we had. How was your weekend in Chicago and Kansas City?
It was incredible. I'm literally broken, like beyond broken. When my alarm went off today, I'm like, there's no way that it's alarm time. It's 4 a.m. Mm-hmm. But it was incredible. Like, the Chicago theater was definitely a bucket list moment for me. I wish you were there. It was, like, the best night of my life, literally. Lauren was there, so I got to see all the girlies. Peter Krause, we came. Like, it was kind of a star-studded affair. The show was amazing, I can't lie. I was unbelievable. Like, I was really so talented, so funny, so unique, so charismatic. And then I also went to Kansas City, which really holds a special place in my heart. The Kansas City Toasters, like, are fierce.
These gifts, are they predominantly?
Both.
It's equal.
It's equal.
Otherwise, I would have had a favorite.
Yeah, I know. But, like, you have to go to Kansas City, Jackie. It's what you think Cleveland is.
Okay.
It is, for me, like, I need a new sweatshirt that says, it's a Kansas City day. I was, like, landed and I was on Zillow. Like, that's
when you know it's good.
It's a gorgeous town. So, like, so quiet, but still, like, you know, lively. Great bars, great restaurants, great people. Jackson Mahomes. It's great.
What about Austin?
No, he wasn't there.
Oh, well, how great could it be then?
And that was really, like, the end of the tour. I have one more show, obviously, Madison Square Garden. Tickets available at girlwithnojob.com/tour. You will be seeing the show for the first time, which is so crazy.
I know.
Because last time you saw it, like, maybe 50 times.
Yeah, yeah.
On the DJT.
Like, I could recite it backwards and forwards,
right.
Which I do all the time. So I'm so excited to see it, to experience it, just, like, as a true fan, which I am.
Yeah.
So I'm so excited. And also, like, by then, I'm excited to be, like, out. And it's just going to be, like, a great night.
No, I know. Like, you're going to have – you should get your glam done.
I know.
Yeah.
I've been, like, dreaming of getting my makeup done.
You should do it.
I'm going to, but I don't, like, know any makeup. You're a makeup artist.
I've got
great.
A ton for
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
Yeah, you should. I feel like that's really what you need. Like, it'll make you feel so
Yeah, like,
stunning.
I have to get, like, a new outfit.
But you look stunning today.
Thank you.
We both do in our matching outfits.
We're just, like, so beautiful.
So, today is Tuesday, and we usually do Unburden Yourselves on Monday, but I really wanted to do it today, obviously, because it's a great segment, but also I did a meet and greet in Chicago at Foxtrot. For those who don't know, Spritz is now available at Foxtrot's in Chicago. And this girl was like, I wrote into Unburden Ourselves and you haven't read it yet. I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry. And she told me what it was. And it was so psychotic that we had to bring the segment on a Tuesday. It was the craziest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Can't wait.
Yeah.
You guys must unburden yourselves. Even though it's not Monday, like, there's still burdens to be unburdened.
So true.
So true. And I think we should jump right in because we have so many stories that, like, we just need to talk about.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And without further ado, it is time for the Fast Five Stories that you need to know before you wake up and take a bite out of your morning toast.
And today's episode is brought to you by Thrive Cosmetics, high-performance beauty and skincare products that are made with clean, skin-loving ingredients. The name Cause is in the name for the reason. Every purchase supports organizations that help women thrive. So they have a ton of fabulous products. Their eye products are some of my favorites, especially the mascara. It's called the Liquid Lash Extensions Mascara. I've had it since before they were a sponsor because I saw, like, videos on Facebook and I was like, oh my God, I have the worst lashes. I singed them off in a fire pit in Utah once and it just has never been the same. It's their best-selling product. It has more than 20,000 five-star reviews. You'll get ultra-lengthening, eye-opening lashes that last all day without clumping, smudging, or flaking. And it mimics the look of a lash extension without damaging glue or expensive salon prices. Super easy to remove also. Their formula slides right off with warm water and a washcloth. There's no soap required. They also have amazing skincare products like their Overnight Sensation Brightening Sleep Mask, which is a potent skin-loving formula that restores, hydrates, and rejuvenates your skin overnight. The antioxidant-packed, spa-inspired overnight mask for smoother, brighter, more hydrated skin. With this cooling and brightening face mask, radiant skin is just a night's sleep away. Everything from Thrive Cosmetics is really good. Obviously, my foray into the brand was with their mascara, but now I just trust them wholeheartedly. Their skincare is really good as well. And it's also just great to spend money on makeup, which a lot of us do, but knowing that that makeup is going to go back and help, you know, causes that help women thrive, I think there's nothing better than that. And now is a great time to try Thrive Cosmetics for yourself. So their Bigger Than Beauty promise is for every product purchased, Thrive Cosmetics will donate to help women thrive. So that's women emerging from homelessness, surviving domestic abuse, fighting cancer, and more. So you can feel good knowing that you're helping a great company. And right now you can get 15% off your first order when you visit thrivecosmetics.com/toast. That's Thrive Cosmetics, and cosmetics is spelled CAUSEMETICS.com/toast for 15% off your first order. And today's episode is also brought to you by Pros. Most of you have probably heard us singing the praises of Pros, the world's most personalized hair care. And for those who haven't, we wanted to tell you about the incredible results we're seeing using our customized Pros products. So Pros knows that there's more than just one hair type, and Pros has given over a million consultations with their in-depth hair quiz, which is how we got started. So there's no reason, we all have different hair texture, hair types, hair problems. There's no reason we should all be using the same exact shampoo and conditioner. And so for me, I'm like very conscious of damage because I have really thick hair. I blow dry or curl it almost every day. So that's a major concern of mine. But if you have, you know, dry hair, you have breakage, whatever your issue is, their in-depth quiz will help you find the exact customized hair product for you. So you can, you know do your hair knowing that like Pros has your back. They also have a review and refine feature, which lets you tweak your formula for any reason, like if you want to change your address or you have different hair color, different diet that you're on. There's a ton of things that go into your hair care, and Pros has got you covered from start to finish. If you're not 100% positive Pros is the best hair care you've had, they will take the products back, no questions asked. Pros is the healthy hair regimen with your name all over it. Take your free in-depth hair consultation and get 15% off your first order today. Go to pros.com/toast, that's PROSE.com/toast, for your free in-depth hair consultation and 15% off. So I really like that you can customize like the fragrance, the smell, exactly what's in your formula. And if you're a customizable girly, check out Pros.
We are customizable girlies.
We are the customized girlies.
Yes. Okay, before we get into the stories, I just wanted to mention there was a shooting this morning on the subway in New York City.
And like an explosion.
And then more undetonated bombs were found, or what looked to be like bombs. Oh, right now, God. 13 people are injured. One person's in critical condition, but it's developing. And it's just like incredibly sad. It's making
it
sick
so
to my
scary.
Stomach.
Yeah, in Brooklyn.
Yeah, so.
Agreed. Hope everyone's okay. And just be careful. Like, everyone takes the subway. It's so scary.
It's so scary and incredibly sad, but we'll keep you posted. First story, little mindlessness.
Love mindlessness.
J-Lo and Ben Affleck are engaged again. She announced via her on the J-Lo newsletter.
Okay, let's talk about
she
it.
She and Ben are engaged. So
let's talk about two things. First of all, let's talk about them getting married. This is the second time they're engaged.
And then the announcement.
Yeah, so
it's two different things.
So I have so much to say on the latter. But the first is, this is cute. Very happy for them. I don't really care. I'm not like obsessed with this story. Maybe it's because when they were engaged the first time, like I was so young, I wasn't like my pop culture maven that I am now.
Right.
So I really honestly don't care. I do love like the Seven Husbands of Jennifer Lopez. Like I love that for her. I really do.
Me too.
I think they're cute. The ring is pretty. Happy for them.
Here's the thing. I think the reason why we don't care has to do with the announcement. Because I think if there were like iconic photos or like videos going around and everyone was like posting them, then we would be like duped into caring.
No.
Yes, with like, but instead.
I haven't really cared about them the whole time, like since they've reconnected.
No, their reconnection, I agree. Like I was too young to appreciate it. Their reconnection like really is shocking. The fact that they were engaged and now they're engaged again like is really fucking crazy.
Yeah.
And I feel like when anytime we've gotten iconic photos from them, like everyone posts them and like you see something a million times, like you think that you care. But because there's no photos that are just like or even of the ring, it's just we have like blurry video.
No, him on his knee, there's nothing.
Nothing. So because not everyone is like sharing the same thing over and over again, it's like, oh, does anyone care?
No, it's like a mysterious engagement. Like there's no assets.
The lack of assets, mm-hmm. I think, is germane. Germane to the situation.
But what's even more germane is the thirst coming from J-Lo. I mean, I guess. Okay, so she basically put a video on her Instagram and was like, I have a really big announcement. Head over to my fan page on the JLo.com, which is like her website for her fan club.
Yeah.
And on the website, there was like this video basically saying she was engaged. And I just feel like, you know, this is really something like I would do. Like, you know, Patreon, I have a big announcement. And the fact that J-Lo's doing it definitely makes me feel better about my current situation. But also, it's, like, hella tacky. I'm, like, so confused.
Beyond. And this is a woman with means, like...
She doesn't need Patreon.
No, she doesn't. So I'm so confused. I mean, unless, like, you know, her next big foray is into the newsletter service.
Right.
And she wants to get as many clicks and subscribers... But this is really, that's the most shocking part. Not that Bennifer are engaged again, but she's announcing via her website. Like, it's giving reality star. Someone that I follow, I forget who, because I wish I could credit them, said it's giving Joe Giudice. Like,
yeah.
Big shocking thing. Go to the link in my bio to watch.
Literally. Okay, so I found out via a People magazine notification. I'm like, oh my God, so cute. Ran to J-Lo's Instagram. And I see this like twisted video of her on the JLo.com. And I was like, what the fuck is this? Like, what is going on? I was never in my life have I been more confused.
Yeah, me too. I saw that you posted that they were engaged. So I went to her page and it was a blurry video. I was like, I guess she hasn't shared yet.
Right. And like, I guess it was a PR like publicist announcement.
And even still, like I have yet to see a photo of them like together, ring.
The ring is green.
Yeah, or is it just the blurry video?
Right, is it like a reflection? I don't know. There's so little that we know. And they have been like so public this whole time. It's such a weird announcement.
It is. It's really weird. But let's talk about them being engaged again. And what's funny is like People Magazine is saying like they didn't want to rush the engagement because they want to make it work. Like, I feel like they just got back together.
Yeah.
This isn't not rush. It's not rush.
It's like a year, right?
No, I think it's less.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that's crazy. I mean... I like love that this is J-Lo's thing. Like she just bops from engagement to engagement. She collects these like stunning, enormous rings from these wealthy men. Love that for her. I don't know if this is going to be the one, you know?
I hope that it is. I always hope that it is.
Yeah.
For everyone.
Yeah, of course. I've just...
Bless you.
So I don't know. Like I don't know the truth, but I think it's cute. I'm reticent to be excited because I was burned by A-Rod. Oh my God, I'm not
Bless
okay.
Bless you.
So I was like really on board my ship for her and A-Rod. I thought they were the perfect couple. And then they turned out to be quite the opposite. So I just don't want to get excited.
Yeah, but I do think that if she's going like, you know, it takes a lot to get back with someone who really publicly rejected you. And so I think that like the fact that they're all in again, it has to be real.
I mean, yes, but I don't know. I could see this not working out for sure.
I guess anything could happen.
Right. Because I thought in no way, shape, or form are her and A-Rod ever going to break up. Like, I thought they were the perfect couple. Yeah. I couldn't have picked two people more perfect for each other. Mm-hmm. And then, like, not only did they not work out, it was, like, the most chaotic, disgusting mess. Like, he really embarrassed her. He was, like, acting a fool. Like, I never thought. So I don't know what to think when it comes to J-Lo, honestly. And part of me wants this to not be her last engagement because I love this for her, you know?
Yeah. Did you watch What Happens Live last night?
No, who's on?
I did. Maya and Lala Kent. And I just have to say, it was such a good episode. The two of them were so classy.
Maya from Summer House.
Maya from Summer House. And it was just so good. I can't even tell you. Plus, they're both Bravo fans. So they were just talking about like all Bravo shows. And Andy asked Lala, like, you know, you're on Watch What Happens Live. A lot of people watch. Like, do you want to manifest like you know, going out with anyone. Like when J-Lo was here, she was talking about A-Rod, and of course that didn't work out. But it's crazy that their relationship started and ended on Bravo.
Totally.
Yeah. And Lala had such a good answer. She was like, I would say you, Andy, but you're not into this.
Oh my God. Did you see Andy Cohen's Instagram stories from like 2 nights ago?
No.
He was in the back of a car and he was like, I was just standing on 6th Avenue, could not find a cab, I'm so late. And like two Bravo fans like picked him up. It was like a married couple. The girl in the front seat was so pregnant. Her husband was in the driver's seat, and he was in the back, and they were taking him uptown. And it was so funny. Now I want to get a car and like peruse the West Village, like looking for Andy.
That is really funny.
Andy's never gonna have to take another cab again.
No, but now he can't do it again because now he knows people like you are coming.
Yeah,
who are like looking for a show
and looking for a job.
Who are gonna pitch him?
Yeah,
the whole way.
Hey, Andy, I've got this great morning show for you. I mean, Bravo really does need a morning show, but
yeah,
even though morning shows are like flailing left, right, and center, the real
not
has
this one.
Not this one. Not yet. The reel has been canceled.
But that's an afternoon show.
Is it?
I think
it's like
so.
Daytime.
Yeah. Morning for us.
Morning for us. Right. Depends who you are. And then another show. Oh, Shaws of Sunset was also canceled.
Yeah.
That is a huge blow for people like me. Like I'm devastated.
I don't understand why it was canceled though. Like, is it the ratings? Is it the cast not wanting to do it anymore?
First of all, the cast is obsessed with the show. Right. And there's so much offline drama. I mean, Mike Shuhead was arrested for domestic violence literally last week. So there's stuff going on. I don't know. I don't know what the reason was. I do believe they have pretty strong ratings.
Yeah.
So I was really, really shocked by this. I'm so upset. Like, I could talk about my love for Shaws of Sunset. Your cans look sick. I just love that show more than life. You look like a piece of wood. Like, so good. And I'm devastated. That was really one of my favorite shows of all time.
I'm sorry.
And you know what? I'm glad that we, you know, on this show got to interview Reza, MJ, like the two favorites. We had Gigi on. Mm-hmm. I'm glad that, like, I got my pound of flesh. We had
Shervin.
Shervin. Swervin Shervin. We did. Like, we did good.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm heartbroken. Like, it's so good.
I'm sorry.
And I never got to have Destiny on, like so many people. Like, just know, and the Shaws of Sunset fandom is small but mighty, and just know I stand with you.
Thank you. That's beautiful, Claudia.
Thank you, Claudia.
That's beautiful. So back to J-Lo and Ben. Overall thoughts. Weird announcement. I think it takes away from the engagement.
The specialness.
Yeah. But maybe they wanted it to be low-key and get subscribers for the newsletter.
Right. Okay. Can we go to onthejlo.com? Yeah. Like, what is required? I actually have never even been there.
Oh, okay. That's it. It's extremely promotional. It looks like a real newsletter.
Oh, I thought that was like a 404 page not found.
No.
Oh, it's like a Subway. Okay, so I put my email in.
Well, you're about to sign up if you put your email
in. Yeah, accept, sign up. Welcome to my inner circle. You're all signed up. An email has been sent to Block. Check your email for regular updates. So does that mean I don't get the update now? Oh, so it's just a newsletter?
Yeah, and you'll get access to new special experiences, exclusive content, and more. Okay, so it's
Patreon. I gotta unsubscribe, sorry. Like, I didn't realize. I thought I would put my email in and get like a whole website.
No, so it's not Patreon.
It's not Patreon.
It's like Substack.
Damn. It's like Substack, yeah. Okay, I gotta unsubscribe. I'll do that later.
Anyways.
Sorry, we just have some breaking news. Kim Kardashian and Pete Davidson went on a double date with Jeff Bezos and Lauren Sanchez.
Okay, so we're going to skip to the next story, which is everything Kardashian. We're putting them all in one story.
We heard some of your complaints.
We heard some of your cries, but it's not reasonable. I'm sorry, because they're doing the most press they've ever done in their lives. They're giving us all of these juicy tidbits. Everyone is more relevant than ever. Like, we could literally have chosen 10 Kardashian stories today. And I'm not going to apologize.
But we'll just do one big blog.
Because they're the most interesting women on the planet.
Most interesting to look at,
so,
for sure.
So let's start with the premiere, which was Thursday night, the premiere of the Kardashians. Everyone showed up and showed out except for Kendall and arguably maybe not Kylie.
Yeah, Kylie like was photographed well after everyone else was. A lot of people thought like maybe she had like a step and repeat in her living room because she wasn't photographed with anyone. Like the family photo was Kris, Kourtney, Khloe, and Kim.
Yeah, and like no one, she wasn't in any Getty images. She's not in the background of anything. So people think like she either faked going or she like took all her separate photos so that she could do with them what she wanted, but she was there.
Yeah. I don't know why Kendall wasn't there.
Kendall is sick.
Oh, okay. There's just been like a lot of press. Kylie's been missing. She wasn't on Kimmel.
Right.
But then they did do this big Access Hollywood thing, which I thought was like the best interview that I'd seen.
Who was the interviewer?
I think the person was behind the stage.
Yeah.
But I mean, behind the camera. But I think it was Kit Hoover, who, when we were on Access Hollywood, is the nicest woman ever. I think it was her.
Okay.
And I believe her daughters are toasters. Like, just want to put that out there. But she was asking the pertinent questions to the... She had all of them.
Yeah.
And, of course, the question that she asked that everyone wants to know was, like, what's up with the name of your baby, Kylie?
Right.
And I think Kylie gave such a reasonable response. She was like, you don't understand. Like, they don't... At the hospital, you have 10 days to sign the birth certificate, so you're rushed. And she has a couple names. She doesn't know what she's going to end up with, but she doesn't want to say it because she might change her mind again.
Yeah.
And all the sisters were like, it is the hardest thing in the world.
That's what I've been saying.
Yeah, it is.
That's what I've been saying. It's the hardest thing ever to name a human being.
Yeah, and that's what they were saying.
And I'm glad to know that, like, Kylie still doesn't have a name. It's not that she's withholding from us. Like,
right.
She still hasn't decided. Because also now she's bought herself some time. Like, try out a few different names. This week, maybe it'll be Haraldson.
Right.
Next week, it could be...
Little Harry.
Hey.
Yeah.
Skittily day. Next week, it could be Valentine. Like, you know.
Yeah.
You never know. I really appreciated the
candidness.
Yeah, the candicity.
And the condescension.
Also, True had her birthday, and on the gift bags it said Baby Webster. So they're not like
hiding
anything from us. And they've been so open this week.
Yes.
That I really just don't feel like, even when allegedly Kit, perhaps potentially.
Yeah, we don't know who it was.
Asked the question of like who's gonna have like as much kids as Chris. Like Courtney said that she wants two more. Kim raised her thing, which means that she's wants to have more kids. Like we're just getting so much information. Now back to the premiere. Something that was bothering me about myself after the episode that we did on Thursday was like we were like Kylie was at the basketball game, but she wasn't on Kimmel. Like Kylie's a new mom, and like I just can't believe I wasn't understanding that. Like sometimes you can go to a basketball game, but you can't also do Kimmel the same day.
I completely agree.
And that's with all this press stuff. I feel like she's at maybe like half of it.
Yeah.
But she has a new baby at home.
Yeah, yeah.
Like imagine you're promoting the biggest show. Like this is a really like the biggest thing that your family's doing. But like you've got Haraldson at home.
Yeah.
Like she's doing as much as she can.
Of course.
You know.
Of course.
And I feel like I wasn't sympathetic towards that when I'm literally in the exact same position.
So you're apologizing.
I'm apologizing. Yeah, I am apologizing to Kylie because I know she was listening.
Yeah, 100%. The premiere was everything of the sort. Pete was there. They did not walk the carpet together, but we did get a bunch of pictures of them holding hands, like backstage. And then Kim posted yesterday because you know Kim loves to post like delayed. She doesn't post in real time. She posted like pictures of them getting dinner afterwards. Two pictures, a carousel. Both like the same setup, but just like different faces. I was taking in every ounce of this picture. Like, first of all, the Diet Coke, stunning. Like, I was just bereft. The plates, like, I think Kim's plate had a crust on it. There was also, it looked like they were done eating, but there was like a full salad in the middle that hadn't been touched, which I just thought was funny.
Relatable.
Yeah, it's like if you're at a pizza place, like, why are you ordering a salad?
Yeah, no, the meal looked delicious. She posted the meal on her story, like, when she was there, and it just looked
flames. Did she say what restaurant it was?
No, but we gotta go.
I was, like, just guessing. I think it's John and Vinny's, but that's just me being, like, so
That's what it was.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But I just wanna say, I didn't even see that anywhere. I was just, like, doing, guesswork, okay. Investigative work.
Okay, well, whenever the next time we're in LA is, we have to go there.
We have to sit at that table.
Looked phenomenal. So she posted pictures of them, like, being lovey and cute. And, like, they're full steam ahead. And, like, now she's talking about him in press. She's not even being coy. He was at the red carpet. They didn't give us the photo moment, which was fine because, like, it was cute to see them behind the scenes and, like, him just being really supportive. She was asked by someone about the Met.
Yes, I was just going to say that.
And she said something so interesting, like, she'll go if the dress fits.
Right.
Like, the dress can't be altered.
The dress can't be altered, so she won't know until, like, a week before if she's able to go. Because if she doesn't fit into the dress, she's not going?
There's no way she's not going. Isn't she on the committee this year?
I don't know.
And also, I saw yesterday that the theme this year, again, is, like, America in Legion lexicon, whatever.
Right.
America's steamy lexicon.
Yeah, right.
But with a focus on the Gilded Age. So I'm actually really excited.
Stunning.
Yeah, stunning. So who knows what Kim's going to be wearing, but she better be there and she better be with Pete, especially since we've also recently learned that the first time that they like sort of connected was at the Met Gala this year.
Yeah, so on the Not Skinny But Not Fat podcast, she told the story of like, he basically was like, they hadn't announced that she was going to be on SNL yet, like to the public, but everyone who works at SNL knew. And they were talking about it at the Met Gala. And he was like, well, if you need like any help or anything, like take my number. But she was wearing, you know, that outfit that her hands were in gloves. And she's like, oh, sorry, like I can't use my phone right now because my fingers don't work. And he was like, oh, okay, that's fine. And then walked away. And she was like, no, wait, but like you take my phone number. And he didn't hear. And just like they never connected. And they didn't even really like connect at SNL. He didn't come to the after party for her She said literally everyone came, even Rami Malek, who was hosting next week.
Yeah.
Everyone came except for Pete. And they didn't connect until later.
Right. And we'll find out how they connected on the show. She wasn't ready to share that with us. Plus, there has to be like something for us that's like new information.
There's also apparently like a lot that happens that we don't know about. Like, I remember when Kanye was like, you know, posting a lot on social media, he was talking about like a second sex tape with Ray J. And that's apparently what happens in the first episode.
And that's burned them to the ground.
Yes.
Got it.
Yes.
Okay. Very exciting. That the show premieres on the 14th at midnight, though. So like the 13th
evening.
So
is that tonight?
What's today's date? Today's the 12th.
Oh, okay. So tomorrow
at midnight.
Oh my God, I'll have to stay up.
Yeah, I'm so excited.
Yeah.
So I think that's everything, all of the new information that they've shared with us.
Yes, I think so too.
And all of the press that they've done. And Kim went on
a double date with Lauren Sanchez and Jeff Bezos. And like, it sounds random, but obviously there's a connection between Pete Davidson and Jeff Bezos, because he was going to go on Blue Origin, but last minute right. had to like change, I think, scheduling conflict.
Right.
So obviously like they're friends.
Interesting. I'm like not, I don't know why I'm like not here for it. I wish it was Elon and Grimes.
No, I'm not here for it at all. Like, Kim and Pete to me like are so interesting, and you have to like level up with your double dates. Like, me and Ben would be perfect. Like, just perfect.
Yeah. So you're saying that Jeff Bezos and Lorna stepped down for them?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I am saying that.
Okay. Yeah, I think
that's what I said.
Everyone would agree.
100%.
No, but that's cute that they're double dating and whatnot.
Yeah. I just feel like someone else.
Yeah. I'm really looking forward to seeing like this side of Pete that like clearly everyone sees and knows mm-hmm. and loves, and we're not really privy to all the time.
Yeah. Another thing about the premiere is that Courtney walked blended family style with only Rain from her family, and then Alabama, Landon, and the older one whose name I can't remember. It was a blended moment. Very Drew Barrymore, Adam Sandler.
You love to see it.
You do.
You do. And then Kim went on Not Skinny But Not Fab podcast.
Today.
I listened this morning.
Me too.
She was talking about SNL. She was talking about Kanye.
So she's just so mature and so...
Always.
Oh, like, it's so admirable. I can't. Like, and Amanda was like, but like, didn't that annoy you? And she's like, no. No,
yeah.
It didn't.
Yeah.
So honestly, sure, in so many ways, I don't relate to Kim.
Right, but I'm sure it's easy to be so mature and take the high road when she's so happy.
Yeah.
You know, and she'll do whatever she needs to do to keep it cool over there, and she can enjoy this season of her life.
That's true.
You know?
That's true. Yeah, I feel that. So that concludes our Kardashian segment.
But you never know if we're going to circle back to them.
You never know.
All roads do lead back, and that's not our fault.
100%.
Next story, a little more love news that Claudia and I are just like fucking quaking over. Nicola Peltz married Brooklyn Beckham.
Nicola,
sorry, I guess I'm not that quakey. Quakey.
I'm obsessed. Like, someone has to seriously take me to the hospital. The way I would take a bullet for these two people, and like,
and their Jewish wedding ceremony.
I know. And a week ago, like, I couldn't, like, I wasn't even clear on what was going on. Obsessed to the nth degree. Here's why I'm so
Here's the details. Nicola Peltz, you might know her as Nicola Ann Peltz on Instagram,
right?
Married Brooklyn Beckham in Palm Beach. She's wearing Valentino. She's giving Claudia Schiffer. Claudia Schiffer then reposted, so excited to be the inspo. Brooklyn Beckham, obviously, as you know, is the
son
of Victoria Beckham and David Beckham, and Nicola is the daughter of the billionaire.
So raise your hand if you followed Nicola Peltz on Instagram this week.
Oh, I don't think I did yet, but I'm so close because I've been to her page now like four times.
It's so fucking premium.
Looking
first
for
of all.
New pictures.
It's so premium.
I watched her story, everything.
Let me tell you why I'm so obsessed with this wedding. First of all, the fact that she's Jewish.
She's my second search.
Just follow her. It's premium.
Followed. It's done.
Here's why I'm obsessed. First of all, and I didn't even know, but the fact that she had Brooklyn Beckham wearing a yarmulke because she is Jewish and they were married by a rabbi, like, that just makes my heart flutter.
Mm-hmm.
I never in my life saw someone so fucking beautiful in my life. This dress, so simple, but so complicated. Like, the gloves, the hair, and when she said Claudia Schiffer was her hair inspiration, I saw it. Everything was just top tier. Her house. It was at her house, her father's house, $100 million house in Palm Beach. Obsessed. Got to get me one of those. Need more pictures. Like, I will die. Like, I just need more pictures. So many celebs were there. Eva Longoria, Tommy Hilfiger. And that's the most iconic part. the wedding was just like so filled with celebrities that like the one picture they sold to Vogue as like the main photo for the exclusive. Who's in the background? Tommy Hilfiger. Like that's just how elegant you see it.
There he is.
That's just how elegant they are. Like there were so many like famous rich people. They just couldn't help but get one in the background, you know?
Yeah.
Iconic.
So iconic. They've been around for a while and they like are, you know, very cute and very, very into each other and yes. very publicly into each other. But they're like a little bit younger than us. So we were not really dabbling.
And what's interesting is that Brooklyn Beckham is 23. Nicola Peltz is 27.
Oh, that is interesting.
So just unique factors, things we
and
need
so
to know about.
And so he's just like so mature. But I feel like for me, I found it like a warm place for them when they went to the Met Gala last year and like they looked aces.
Yeah.
And I actually feel like her Met Gala look like kind of resembles her wedding look. I feel like she was like, this suits me. It was, you know, like a classic silhouette and gloves and they just like looked so darling.
Yeah. And there's just like, there's just something so like it about this. She's an it girl. This wedding was the it of the century. Like, and you might not know her because her Instagram bio is like actor, director, producer. Love you dearly.
Just stunner.
Yeah, never heard of any of your work.
IMDb.
She is where she is because she's the daughter of a billionaire. And you mm-hmm. know what? That doesn't even bother me. Like, get it. Get more opportunities. Like, I love it. I love it.
No, I want to see her in more, yeah. like, clearly. Also, do you remember, because this was always my, like now my association with her will be like this, it, period. But do you remember when like Bella Thorne was like talking about like, she was cryptically talking about like a mean girl in Hollywood.
Yes. Oh my God. Yes.
And it was Nicola, pretty okay, sure.
That's so funny that that's your association.
That was my association up until this weekend.
My association was she used to date Hold on. I think she used to date Alex Pettifer. Do you remember him?
Yes.
Did they date Alex?
He's in so many of my favorite movies.
Pettifer. Yeah, like bad movies. Did they ever date?
I agree to disagree.
Maybe they were just in a movie together.
That doesn't ring a bell to me. That doesn't ring a bell.
They were in a movie together, so it's like hard to find any. I thought that's like my association. I don't know why.
No, my association was like this Bella Thorne cryptic thing where
no,
she was
but
like,
I know exactly what you're talking about.
A mean girl in Hollywood who was like bullying her and stuff. And so like, I guess up until this weekend, I just had like kind of a negative association. Right. But now I don't think so.
No, I just need more photos. Like, thank God to the Daily Mail for doing the Lord's work with like the blurry drone footages. They had three enormous tents in her backyard, like one for ceremony, one for reception, maybe one for after party or cocktail hour. It was so beautifully done, like so elegant. And these pictures, it's just insane. She looks like she's in like a grand country club and it's literally her house.
Stunning. I think also she might have dated Greg Sulkin.
Stop.
Because I'm Googling it and like they were in a movie together and I was also just like having that association and that would make sense why Bella like
had oh, right. Beef.
I don't know.
Ooh, unique. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, maybe. We'll have to ask Lauren Elizabeth.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She'll know everything. So I'm just obsessed with this. Like, I need more photos. I cannot consume enough content. So happy for them. And then the Victoria and David of it all. Like, just, it's too much. Like, did you see, like, the next morning, Nicola and Brooklyn and then David and Victoria, like, went to brunch in matching blue convertibles, like, vintage convertibles, driving around Palm Beach. Like, the paparazzi pictures. It was so rich.
It's too much.
No, it's too much.
And they say we don't have royalty here.
This very much feels like a royal wedding, honestly.
Yeah.
And, like, how the exclusive was with British Vogue. Just, like, very elevated, very elegant. Not like other weddings.
No, there was something incredibly special about it in addition to the fact that it was a Jewish wedding.
Oh, I know.
Which you just love to see. And I had myself wondering if I was like, oh yeah, David Beckham's Jewish. I didn't think for one second it was her.
Oh, and the most interesting thing about all of this is like, okay, you know, when we hear these two, obviously we've heard of Brooklyn Beckham, I think a little bit more than we've heard of Nicola Peltz. And Brooklyn Beckham was the one who had to sign a prenup because she's, and like his family's worth $500 million, a measly $500 million. Her dad, Nicola's dad, is like so rich. She had to give him a prenup.
Yeah. And also he's taking her last name. They're the Peltz Beckhams.
Well, okay. That's interesting. Yeah. So his.
Victoria's caption.
Yes. Okay. So. Nicola,
the only thing
yeah I know because it looks like the perfect wedding, but you know what, even rich people have crazy in-law problems, because basically everyone's been talking about how, like, they're so modern, they're so progressive, like, he respects women, because he is now Brooklyn Peltz Beckham. She is Nicola Peltz Beckham. And her Instagram, when she announced the wedding, was Mr. and Mrs. Peltz Beckham. So they're doing, like, a hyphen middle name thing. And everyone has been referring to them as Peltz Beckham, Peltz Beckham, Peltz Beckham. Then Victoria Beckham posted on Instagram from the wedding and was like, Mr. and Mrs. Beckham.
But so maybe it was just like an oversight. Memo, maybe one someone on her team, but it was the only thing that like wasn't
a little
that
crack in the surface. Yeah, there's something
totally
there.
And also just the concept when I also everything is so misleading because all the headlines are like Brooklyn's taking her last name. I'm like, okay, so he's Brooklyn Peltz,
right? He's not
they're like combining, which I actually love because I feel like even in our family we'll be like, oh, the Ashley Shapiro's, yes, are like, it's just, it works. You can't do it forever because then everyone would have like thing of two last names and four last names. Yeah. So
it's like squared, like 2, 4, 16, 36. Yeah. I know. We do that too. Like the Ashley Shapiro's, the Ashley Soffers, 100%.
Yeah.
But, and also like, this is maybe just being like such an independent female. Like I like don't subscribe to the changing of names. Like when I was younger, I'm like, I'm gonna get married, I'm gonna be like, you know, Claudia Rockefeller. And now I'm like, first of all, logistically, there's no fucking way I'm filling out all that paperwork. Are you okay?
It's so funny.
There's no way I'm filling out all that paperwork. And also, like, it's my fucking name. Like, you're kidding me. Like, I have to change my name. That's like just asking a lot. Like, I'm not doing it.
No, it's a lot. And then just wait till you are pregnant and birth a child. And it's like, what?
Why? No, it's like, I did this, so you can get this fucker's last name? No, right. Way.
Right. It's so crazy. And I agree. When I was, like, before I was in it, I was like, yeah, of course, like, change your name. You don't want to be, like, someone who's, like,
how sweet.
Who's so stubborn about
right.
it.
Right.
But now it's just, like, also for me, like, being Jackie O. Like,
right, no, and then we're
unless
brand
I married
building.
Someone last name O.
You should have, yeah, like, married your cousin.
Then I'm not going to necessarily change
right.
it.
It's even harder when you're building a brand.
It's even harder when you're building a brand. Look at KKW.
Right, exactly. And that's just what we need. Another rebrand.
Right. No, it's really, like, it's crazy. I'm so here for what they're doing.
Yeah.
It's not for everyone. And as we've stated, like, the
Victoria exponents. Obviously doesn't subscribe to it either.
Yeah, but the here and now, it's really quite beautiful.
So I'm so glad we got to talk about this wedding because obsessed doesn't even begin. I'm, like, scraping the bottom of the barrel for content. Like, and, like, a couple people I follow on Instagram were there, and I'm just like, send me pics.
Really?
Yeah.
Exciting.
So good. So before we move on, I just want to let everyone know that today's episode is brought to you by Curology. Curology is a game-changing custom skincare made for you by a dermatology provider. They'll create custom prescription cream for your specific goals, whether that's tackling acne, clogged pores, skin texture, dark spots, fine lines, or even something else. You'll start by taking a short online quiz and uploading photos, and if it's a good fit, they'll ship you your formula right to your door. It even has your name on the bottle. There's really no reason why all of us should be using the exact same skincare. We all have such different needs. Like for me, I have really dry skin, especially in the winter. A lot of people struggle with fine lines or dark spots. So we should all be really using different things that work best for our skin. And I found a lot of really, really positive experiences with Curology. I bring it with me on tour. The moisturizer's amazing. And I really like taking the quiz because it was teaching me things about my skin like I didn't even know, just like asking really specific questions and then getting some really up close and frankly heinous photos of my skin so they can really like make sure they're giving you the exact right products that you need. Get started with Curology just like I did and a free 30-day trial at Curology.com/toast. Just pay $5 for shipping and handling. That's Curology.com/toast to start your free 30-day trial. You can cancel anytime and your prescription is subject to consultation. Check out Curology. You won't regret it. It's a fabulous experience and your skin will thank you.
Thank you, Claudia.
It's a pleasure.
Our next story, Britney Spears is leaving fans confused with an Instagram post about, quote, having a baby. So Britney Spears posted to Instagram letting us know that she was pregnant, ? Or is it a food baby? We're not sure. She said, I lost so much weight to go on my Maui trip only to gain it back. I thought, geez, what happened to my stomach? My husband said, no, you're food pregnant, silly. So I got a pregnancy test and, well, I am having a baby. 4 days later, I got a little more food pregnant. It's growing. If two are in there, I might just lose it. I obviously won't be going out as much due to the paps getting their money shots of me like they unfortunately already have. It's hard because when I was pregnant, I had perinatal depression. She also talks about her experience with depression, and she's glad that more people are talking about it now. But here's the thing. She just said, I'm pregnant with a baby. She said, quote.
No, I don't think she's pregnant.
But she said, Well,
it sounds like a really bad joke, like about a food baby that she like took the joke a little too far.
Oh, you think so?
I don't think she's pregnant.
She said, "I am having a baby," quote.
But yeah, but what about the context around the sentence?
No, but like that was just like the way to how she discovered she was pregnant. Like she was a little belly. Is it a food baby?
No, then she said 4 days later she had another food baby.
Because the baby's growing.
I think she's not pregnant.
I'm just like, she just told us she's pregnant. She told us she's having a baby. So like, why don't we just believe her?
No, I know. It's like when I was looking for the stories, it was like, I just searched Britney Spears and everyone was like, fans are confused. Britney leaves fans wondering, when it sounds like she was pretty clear. Yeah. But even me, I don't think she's pregnant.
Yeah, no, I even though she said so, this could be confusing. Maybe it was a joke that she got twisted. I don't know.
Yeah, but her Instagram captions are just very difficult to decipher.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a hard way to keep up with her.
She did also refer to Sam as her husband, which was shocking.
With that new news?
Yeah, they're engaged.
Is that true, even? Sometimes, I feel like I call everyone.
Kylie and Travis, like, we're calling each other wife and husband. Yeah. I don't know.
I call everyone, like, someone's husband, like, once you've been dating for a long
time. Agreed. So, I don't know. I don't know what to take from this. I'm still waiting for, like, the Britney sit down, the Britney book. And it was reported that Britney has started a memoir, mm-hmm. As predicted by me. I mean,
hopefully it's less confusing than these captions.
No, I know. Like, I do believe, like, every celebrity, she'll need to work with a writer because...
And make it Jessica Simpson's ghostwriter.
Yeah, because Britney is a lot of things, but she's not really concise. And the book will be 2,000 pages unless she works with a writer.
Yeah, with, like, a lot of emojis.
I was going to say, no emojis.
Yeah.
So, I don't think she's pregnant. I just want to go on the record and say.
Okay, but she said that she's having a baby.
Do you think she's pregnant?
A food baby. No, I don't.
You don't either. Okay, yeah, no, I don't.
I don't know, honestly.
I mean, like, she's...
I'm not the Britney expert.
I feel like she's definitely having a lot of sex. Mm-hmm. She's going on all these trips, romantic trips. She's free. She's celebrating.
She has said that she wants more kids.
Yeah, and she... Right. But I don't know. I'm still not seeing it.
But we just, like, still don't...
I'm not seeing it.
It's right in front of us, but still no.
I'm not seeing it.
Okay. Are you ready for our fifth and final story? Which is a story that is so dear to my heart, and I have a lot of thoughts. And Claudia has a song that she's going to lead us in with. Turn your volume down for anyone with a sleeping baby, which now I am sympathetic. I really am. So let's give them from
five, I'm going to move the microphone away.
4, 3, 2, 1.
It's the final story. It's a final story. Nicola Peltz and Brooklyn Beckham, please adopt me. And that's a magic number.
Okay, our fifth and final story, a little exciting historical content news. The Crown prequel is in the works at Netflix.
Thank God, because every time they refuse to prolong the show. They're like, nope, this is the final season, even though we're obsessed. So, thank God.
And I can't remember if I said it on this show, but I don't think that I did. Otherwise, like, more people would be tagging me in this. But, you know, I'm obsessed with the show Victoria. Mm-hmm. It's only had 3 seasons.
Oh, and by the way, because I've been traveling so much this month, I'm on season 2 now. Like, I've made so much progress.
Do you love?
It's so good.
So it's been 3 seasons, and it's unclear if it's coming back for season 4. I actually, like, recently read, and by the way, I saw it in, like, on a Facebook comment on, like, a fan page for the show Victoria from just, like, someone who said that they're waiting longer for Jenna Coleman to age
get
more.
Get older, right.
So that they don't have to do too much makeup. But, like, how much is she going to age? What are we going to wait, 10 years,
No, I know,
years?
And she's, like, an actress in Hollywood, so she's probably not loving this, like, being forced to age when she wants to preventatively just get the Botox.
But really,
you know?
Like, it was a rumor started by, like, a fan in the British countryside, so, like, don't take, but I thought he had an interesting take on the situation. Anyways, it's been 3 seasons. It doesn't feel like season 4 is coming, and I actually said to someone, whoever it was, please show yourself so I don't look like I'm making this up. I said that the Crown show should absorb this and make it the Crown prequel.
Well, what year is Victoria?
Victoria starts in, like, the 1860s. The 1840s and 50s.
And then this show.
Okay, so this prequel is speculated that it will kick off with the death of Queen Victoria in 1901.
Got it.
But, like,
spoiler alert, Queen Victoria dies.
Spoiler alert. But, like, why not back it up a little bit? Mm-hmm. Give us Victoria. She's a literal queen, and she's so fascinating.
Right, legendary.
She's so fascinating.
Yeah.
You guys have to watch Victoria. Like, if you take nothing else away from the show, watch Victoria.
It's really good. I watch it too.
And if Claudia likes it.
Yeah. It took me, like, a second to get into it, I'm not gonna lie.
But yeah, it takes a second because you're like, this is a really long time ago.
Yeah, right, right.
You know?
And it, like, the thing with Downton Abbey that I liked so much, it was like really like the turn of the century. Like, you know, from the beginning to the end, like, so much had happened, so many inventions, they got electricity, like...
No, it's really about them, like, embracing modernity, and right. You can, like, see how much the world changed in those 20 years, roughly, more innovation and technological advances right. than, like, we've experienced in our lifetime.
Exactly. So, like, with Victoria, it's so old. That happens in Victoria, old.
Too, like, the train.
Oh, the quaking, train.
Gas lighting.
The steam shook. Train, yeah.
The train. Oh, my yeah. God, don't you just love Albert?
I don't, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
He's like, such an innovator.
He's...
Actually, you're going to start to hate him more.
And also, like, this is going to be really mean, but, like, he's kind of ugly. Like, Victoria is so much prettier.
You know that they did it in real life.
No, the yeah. actresses?
The actors, and they, like, while they were filming, they were dating.
I just think the show makes him look ugly, like, with his big sideburns and his, like, hair. It's just not the vibe.
Well, I'm sure
he's very handsome in real life.
Yeah, but I also think that they had to, like, these are stunning actors, and right. I don't think the real people
were that stunning.
Were as stunning. Mm-hmm. But you know what? I don't mind them taking a little creative liberty.
I love
there.
A glamatization of history.
Yeah. And it's really on the nose of what happened.
Yeah.
Anyways, keep watching.
I will.
Keep me updated on your thoughts.
I will.
But Crown prequel, you know what? For fans of Victoria, then the Crown prequel will tackle a different era, mm-hmm. and I'm here for that as well.
Me too. I'm just happy we're getting more Crown content, because the Crown is literally one of the best shows, like, ever made.
Uh-huh.
And for some reason, I mean, I know, I understand why. Like, they're reaching a point in history that's kind of close to current events.
Yeah, no, and there would just be, like, too many enemies. There's too many cooks in the kitchen, opinions.
Right.
Who knows what happened? History hasn't been written yet.
Right, I think, like, Diana is really, like, the last thing we can consider, like, history.
Yeah, I agree. They don't want to make enemies with people who are living. Like, I can get that, even though, like, the queen is still alive. But it is quite favorable towards
yeah.
the queen.
Yeah, so I'm just grateful we're getting more content, because it's so well done. It's, I think, very accurate, and it's just a gorgeous show. So any news that we're getting more content is great news for me.
Yeah, I'm really excited, especially because, like, post-Victoria, like, I'm familiar with how things unravel after that, but I can never, like, fully remember it. So this will have it seared into my brain.
Yeah, I love it. And I love you, and I love the toasters who are going to unburden themselves
loves
for us
me.
In the next segment. So unburden ourselves. Is it unburden yourselves?
Yourselves.
We really need to work on the branding.
It's yourselves.
So unburden yourselves is a segment we started here where you guys can write into unburdenyourselves@gmail.com. If there's something that's weighing on you, like something really embarrassing you did over the weekend that you just want to unburden, do write in. We have really good ones today, and it's brought to you by Solo Stove. Upgrade your backyard with a Solo Stove fire pit. It's the perfect catalyst for getting outside and spending more time with family and friends. Build lasting memories around a Solo Stove fire pit. And that season is upon us. You know, there's like a little chill in the air. It's the perfect time to get outside at night, you know, light a little Solo Stove, roast a marshmallow, cuddle with a blanket or a dog or a man or a woman. Like, just get it done. Solo Stove is really... that bitch. Solo Stove fire pits are brilliantly engineered. They're made with premium grade 304 stainless steel, and they have a 360 degree airflow system that maximizes efficiency while minimizing smoke. That's like sometimes the worst part of lighting a fire. It's like, oh, you're just sitting there like pretending to enjoy it, but your eyes are slowly dying. And Solo Stove is engineered to help that not happen. It's easy to light with a few bits of starter. Your fire is blazing in minutes and it's perfectly portable. Take Solo Stove with you on camping trips and more. So obviously we don't have like a backyard, but we have a Solo Stove every time we go upstate or we rent a house.
Every time we go anywhere, it's the first thing in the car.
It's really such a premium product. So if you have a backyard, you're lucky enough, fabulous product for you. And it's really kind of a cost efficient way of putting in a fire pit in your backyard. And even if you live in an apartment and you like to take trips a lot or you go camping, get a Solo Stove. It's really premium. Shop now and get up to 30% off fire pits all month long, and use the promo code TOAST at checkout to get an extra $20 off, plus a lifetime warranty and a free 30-day return. Go to solostove.com, and remember, you'll get $20 off when you use promo code TOAST at solostove.com. Okay, you ready?
Yes.
Hey, gorgeous girls.
Hi.
My toxic trait is that whenever there's a unisex bathroom in a public space, I feel compelled to have sex in it. So last weekend, when I was at a coworker's black tie wedding and learned that the bathroom was unisex, I immediately knew I had to have sex while I was in there. I got pretty drunk, which wasn't a big deal because all the coworkers were there. And I told my fiance that we should go to the bathroom.
Okay. At least she has a fiance. I thought she was like, you know, like now you have to find someone.
Right. That's what I thought too. He politely declined, as any sane person would in that moment. And in my drunken state, I decided that I needed to do something to entice him. So while we were at the table eating dinner, I took out my boob. Just one boob. My coworker next to me quickly realized I had my tit out, exclaimed, and helped me get back in my dress. Honestly, I'm not sure if that's the worst part. After dancing for a while, a group of us went outside to cool off. I again tried to get my fiancé to come with me in the bathroom, and he again declined. My counteroffer this time was that I would lick his balls. When he declined again, I started asking all of my male coworkers and the female coworkers' husbands if they'd rather sit outside or get their balls licked. Fucking cry. When my fiancé and I were recapping this the next day, he reminded me that I took out the boob with the pierced nipple, to which I replied, well, why would I take out the nipple that isn't pierced? His logical response, why would you take out either of your boobs? I think I need to stop drinking with my coworkers, LOL. You know what? I kind of agree. Like, this story is funny, and it's only, like, kind of bad because you're with people you work with.
Yes.
So I just think, like, you sound like a great time.
You
like,
do.
Got a party with you.
You do, but you could take it down one or two notches.
I mean, asking your female coworkers' husbands if they'd rather sit outside or get their balls licked.
That, to me, that's where she really crosses the line. I mean,
right, other also, people's husbands.
Assuming you're at a table, there's other males there, and mm-hmm. you have your breast out, like, that would also bother me. But, like, to be the girl who's, like, you know, it's a little pick me to be like, would you rather?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
No, I'd rather sit outside.
No, you have to stop drinking with your coworkers, absolutely. But I kind of want to know what your fiancé's take was on all this, because it sounds like he was, like, thinking it was funny, and like that makes me love him that he's not like
right, but it sounds like it's just another day with you,
right? You know? You sound awesome.
You do sound awesome, and I don't want to kill your spirit whatsoever,
but the coworkers is what makes it a problem.
Yeah, but you know what you do outside the office, it doesn't matter. The thing is, then you have to answer for it inside the office, and then people are looking at you, and you spend so much time at work,
right?
So you try not to make your time at work like more difficult than it needs to be, but it sounds like you're not someone who's concerned with what other people think.
You are like a walking HR violation, but I love that for
you.
But
it was outside the office.
Right, doesn't count.
It doesn't count,
does it? I don't know.
I don't think it
does. I don't think so.
I don't think it does.
That would be weird if like HR was monitoring what you do in the real world. Like that would be like
big
dictatorship.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so if it's not bothering you, the only thing I would like sort of reprimand you for is like the coworker element.
Yes, agreed.
Like, do this with your friends from college, you know?
Yeah, but it sounds like, I mean, maybe the coworkers, you just have this, like, good drinking culture or something. But
right.
In general,
I think
like,
certain, like, work cultures outside of, like, the workplace, people who are, like, really close and they get really wasted, it can be really toxic.
Yeah, no, my advice to anyone in general, I think it's just, like, good advice is just, like, not to really get drunk at work events or around work people. But that's also because, like, I'm a deeply awkward person and I can barely, like, answer for myself in a corporate situation, let alone drunk me.
Yeah.
I can't answer for her.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I would leave.
Though. Yeah. I miss her.
Yeah. No.
Miss her desperately.
She'll be back, but not in any sort of corporate environment.
No, of course. I mean, do you often hang out in corporate environments?
No, not anymore. But if and when I did, you know, like a holiday party, 2-drink maximum.
I agree.
Have Patty Singer on your shoulder.
Agreed.
You will thank me.
All right, next up. Ladies, I'm currently visiting my husband's extended family for his cousin's wedding, and I met a lot of his relatives for the first time here today. We spent the day with his cousins.
She's writing day up.
Yeah, okay. She's desperate. We spent the day with his cousins, aunts, uncles, and I was so happy with how everything went until I was changing out of my dress at the end of the night, and I saw a large period stain on my dress. It was light spotting, and I was wearing dark underwear, so I didn't notice when I went to the bathroom earlier in the day, but my white and blue gingham dress showed every little mark. I immediately asked my husband, and he said, yeah, I saw it earlier, but thought it wasn't a big deal, and there was nothing you could do about it, so it wasn't worth telling you and making you anxious about it for the rest of the day. He also said all his cousins are guys and wouldn't know what it was. Are you fucking kidding me? I, of course, let him know this was such a fucking asshole move and to immediately tell me the second he saw something next time. I know this is silly, but is there anything more humiliating than a period stain? It was so obvious, and there's no way it went unnoticed. The entire trip has now been stained with this incident. I'm now that girl that got her period on her dress. I want to evacuate the country before I even go to the wedding this weekend. FML. I want to say I do think your husband's heart was in the right place, but like boys are just morons.
Like you could have tied something around your waist.
Right. You could have went to the bathroom, gotten the stain out, and then like put toilet paper in your underwear. Like there was a million things you could have done.
A million things you could do.
But I do think like this is him not being an asshole, just being like so dumb. Like
of course.
But with the purest of hearts.
Of course. But you have to live with the fact that like you thought you were making this amazing impression on everyone, and it's like the whole time you had food in your teeth, you know.
100%.
But I want to give you an alternate perspective to think of. This is her boyfriend. She was meeting a family for the first time, right? So look at you. You are just, you have your period. Like, you're so fertile.
Right,
you're
right.
You're ready.
You were showing off.
You're ready to have this man's children, to bring grandchildren, nieces, nephews.
generations.
And I think if they have any respect for symbolism,
right.
That's what they will have gotten.
Yeah. Okay. I also do want to say it's entirely possible like people didn't see it. Because if there was like a girl aunt or a girl cousin, a girl would have pulled you over and be like, bitch, you got your period. Here's a tampon. I'll come with you to the bathroom. Like most girls, if I saw someone like at a family thing that had that, I would pull them over and be like, come, I have a tampon.
Would
like,
you?
Yeah.
A stranger?
No. Let's say, okay, I need to think of like a really random like instance. Okay, let's say I'm at a family thing with Ben's family.
Okay.
And Ben's sister has a boyfriend. Great guy, Max. And Max's sister came. Okay. I'm just like coming up with like the most random.
Because we don't have a sister.
Right. Has a brother. Yeah, right. Yeah. So Max's sister came and she was wearing like a cute dress and she had like a stain. And like, I knew what it was. I would totally, I'm like a woman who supports other women. I would totally be like, come to the bathroom. Let's find you a tampon. I would totally do that. Ooh. Or you know what I would actually do? Sorry. I would tell Maddie, Ben's sister, Max's sister. Max doesn't even have a sister. Okay. But that's what I would do.
Okay. Yes,
I would send someone over there. Like I'm saying, someone would have come over. If it was really that big and obvious.
If everyone saw it, then there would have been one person in there who it's in their character to tell you. Personally, I don't think it could be me. Like, if I saw it, I would reprogram my mind to pretend that I didn't see it and just move on, you know?
No, I would find a way to get the girl help, but, like, probably indirectly, if I'm being honest.
It would have to be, like, really, really bad, like, gushing.
Yeah.
In which case, you're showing off.
Okay, also one more thing is I think it's also really important with a lot of these unburden yourselves. I think it's important to remember that you will find a lot of peace and a lot of relief when you realize like nobody cares about you. Like people are so involved in their own bullshittery, like their own lives. I'm always thinking like, what are people thinking? Oh, did I act weird? It's like, no one cares about you, bitch. Like people really care about themselves.
I agree like 99.9% of the time. But the instances that we've had today, I'm sorry, like the boob at the table, like,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, no, I wasn't referring about that.
We're talking about that the next day.
No, for me, I'm like me and my fall. Like,
right,
no. I definitely fell and people definitely saw it, but I don't think people think about it to this day the way that I do.
No, not at all. But I think when you take your boob out at a wedding, people think about it to this day, and it's like part of the canon.
Agreed.
Now, I don't think people are going to be talking about like the period stain. Also, it depends on the size. A photo would have been helpful.
But also, was it a barbecue? Like maybe it was ketchup, you know? Like what was the outing?
She was wearing gingham, so it could have been a barbecue.
So it was before a wedding, so like it totally could have been a barbecue.
Yeah.
Or like an event where they serve ketchup or barbecue sauce.
Yeah.
Hot sauce? It's an option. Okay, our third and final one is I met this girl. I'm not going to blow up her spot. But I met her and she was like, I wrote into Unburden Yourselves. I'm like, oh, what was it? And it was the most disgusting thing like I've ever heard. And I was like, okay, I'm going to go into the email and find it. We found it and we are going to read it.
Great.
Hello, Claudia and Jackie.
Hello.
First, let me say I love you both so much. Listening to your podcast has given me a lot of joy in life. Thank you so much for all you do. I am writing to unburden myself from a night that I don't quite regret, but I very much need to air to the world. Basically, on a cool spring night in downtown Manhattan, I found myself, through one course of action and another, extremely drunk with two of my girlfriends in the subway. As we were chatting, waiting for the train, one of my friends flailed her arm and hit mine, which sent my phone that I was holding soaring into the subway tracks. Commotion ensued. We were running around like crazy women trying to come up with the best solution. The phone was not on the tracks, but rather off to the sides, so trains would go by, leaving it unscathed. Okay. In the commotion of running to the train engineer's booth at 2 a.m., multiple random people saying they would go down and get it for $100, and one of my best friends offered to hop down on the tracks and get it, a random man, dare I say my hero, hopped down to the tracks, grabbed my phone, and was back up on the platform in seconds. We were in shock and awe. Especially me, I guess, who after realizing I had no cash and nothing to repay him with and learning he was a student at NYU, I asked, "Are you a heterosexual man?" To which he replied, "Yes." I then asked him if he wanted to make out, and with his full consent, we shared a hot and heavy makeout session on the not-so-empty subway platform. I then broke away, grabbed my friends.
This is a beautiful story. Why wasn't it in the New York Post?
I then broke away, grabbed my friends, and we ran out to the station without saying a word to this man. I sometimes wonder who saw this makeout and where this man is now. He was a random NYU student, so if you're out there, thanks again for getting my phone. I hope you enjoyed the makeout as much as I did. Sincerely, a slightly embarrassed, yet unashamed toaster.
This is, like, so adorable.
I know, like, that guy, like, people people were offering to do it for $100 and she like didn't want to pay.
He did it for a kiss.
He did it for free. No, and then she offered the kiss. Like,
yeah, I imagine like she said it wasn't crowded on, she said it was crowded on the platform. Like everyone probably saw like the ordeal with the phone and like who's going to get it. And they see this hero come mm-hmm. through and then there's a kiss at the end. Like I would have been clapping. What
except,
a show.
I just have to say one thing.
Kissing someone who after they went down into the subway tracks.
Kissing on the subway should be illegal.
Yeah.
It is the most vile place on the planet. It has never been cleaned in
especially
its entire...
the tracks.
Especially the tracks.
Like, if you look at the tracks,
you'll
see
rats.
A colony of rats.
It's
like
crazy.
Everything.
It's, like, so normal. They're so disgusting. So I just think, like, kissing... any sort of, like, swabbing of fluids on the train should be punishable by jail. Like, it's so disgusting.
Yeah.
But I love this for you. I love that you're not ashamed of it. I love that you found out he was age appropriate and got his consent. So, all in all, sounds like a successful evening on the subway.
Like, so cute. I hope they make a movie. But in the movie, like, then you guys obviously run...
home and shower.
Off into the sunset. But if anybody, like, you know, knows who this person is, obviously he's not watching, but, you know, if his sister's watching... right. And she's like, oh, my brother is an NYU student, and he did help a girl on the subway and got a kiss.
Right.
Please, connect these two.
Yeah. She lives in Chicago now, I think.
Okay.
Because I saw her in Chicago.
Okay.
But I don't want to blow up her spot any further.
Any further.
You yeah, but I'm, like, giving a lot of information.
First and last name.
No,
this is, like, such, imagine being, like, the kind of girl that could, like, inspire men to just jump into the subway tracks to get your phone.
Couldn't be me.
She sounds wonderful.
She really was, like, an everything of the sort girly.
Yeah,
she
no,
was, like,
that
stunning.
Only happens to, like, certain types of
right.
people. Like,
and she listens to the Toast, so she's obviously like a, you know, a special breed of human.
Yeah, just like with someone that has that energy, it's mm-hmm. like, you know, people who like all the craziest things happen to.
That was a great segment, and I want to thank everyone who wrote in to unburden yourselves. Finally, we did a whole segment without talking about poop, which, oh, I also met Small Rocks Poo Girl.
And how were those small rocks?
Very poo-like.
And how was she doing? Did she feel lighter?
She was just like, she thought the whole thing was so funny.
I mean, it was so funny. It's like one of our favorites.
Yeah.
So thank you and your small rocks poo.
Thank you to everyone who wrote in. Again, the email is unburden yourselves.
We also had to bring it back to poop just when we got
out. Of course. Unburden.
We got out.
Unburden yourselves at gmail.com is the email. Tomorrow we are back with Heather McDonald remotely, which I'm just so excited. Like, nary is there a human I love more. And then Thursday, we're back in studio with Joey Camasta, also so looking forward to it. He's unhinged, and I just love him for that. And then Friday, we're back remote with Lauren Elizabeth, who is a sister, a friend,
a
hero, a toaster, and there's nothing better. So we just have like a sickening week. Thank you for coming in. I know how hard it is. I know you have a doctor's appointment you have to get to. So thank you, Jackie.
Thank you, Claudia.
Thank you, Haroldson.
Thank you, Claudia Sin.
Thank you, Toasters. Hope you enjoyed this episode. And thank you so much for listening to The Morning Toast, the Millennial Morning Show, where we deliver the fast five stories that you need to know every Monday through Friday on YouTube. So if you're watching this on YouTube, please feel free to subscribe and give this video a thumbs up. We're also available as a podcast anywhere podcasts can be found. So that's Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, Public Radio, iHeartRadio, CastBox, all the places. So wherever you listen to podcasts, find us, The Morning Toast, and leave a five-star review about how beautiful, stunning, and smart we are. Hope you guys have an amazing Tuesday, and we'll see you tomorrow for Hump Day.
Goodbye. Bye.